tonight? Have you been reaching out for him in this service? How many needs are there in this house tonight? If you got a special need that you'd really like God to answer, I'd like you just stand if you've got a special need for yourself or somebody else. Stand up here if you got a special need. You wouldn't hardly believe it at times. Look around. And I don't believe there were many stood up just because everybody else did. Brother and sister, I know that's the truth. We're in this house tonight and the Lord is passing by. How many's heard that old song a long many years ago? How many of us still understand what it means for him to pass by? And the Spirit of the Lord, you know, folks coming and praying. And, you know, I've heard people say about churches sometimes, you know, you just go over there and all they want to do is shout. Well, we're not doing a lot of shouting, but it seems like we've been doing a lot of praying lately. And I'll tell you what, I can't think of nothing we need any worse. Amen. But I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to just slip our hands up and we'll preach to you a little bit. But I want you to lift your hands. I want you to look around. See who all here's got these special needs. And I want you to just lift your hands and ask God to meet every need according to His riches and glory. In Jesus' name. I really feel the Lord in the altar tonight, and I feel like God wants to help you tonight, and I'm going to preach to you tonight out of the book of Ezekiel. You'll turn there with me and help me to. We got to be led of the Lord. And I know I failed to maybe listen to God today. I think I heard from Him. But you desperately need to be in a church where the men of God in the church hear from God. Now, if God won't speak to me, then He'll move me. I know it's true, because we are in a desperate hour where we cannot afford to for God to be silent in our life. We can't afford it. Amen. if you'll turn, Ezekiel chapter 47. And it's an old text that you've heard preached many times, lately even, this year. But I want to preach about something. Now, I really don't believe that religion is just a dead, dried up form that is worthless. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe it at all. I don't believe that preaching is just a vocation where a man makes his living, and I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that this is just fables and history and just opinions of men. I don't believe that. I believe it is God's living word. I believe in being born of the Spirit, where you really, One man claimed to be born again. He come out on the job, and he was just like he was before he claimed to be born again. And Brother Tim, one of those guys he worked with, didn't know a lot about church, but he was just frustrated, Brother Charlie, because the guy was just as hard to live with as he was before he got born again. And he went home, and he's talking to some of his buddies, and he said he was born again. And he said, but the only thing that frustrates me, he was born back to the same person he was. But how many knows when you get born again, you get born somebody else? A new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away and all things become new. I believe in the power of the gospel. Amen. What I'm going to read to you tonight is a common text. Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel has a great vision, and he'd had several of them. This is a great vision. And there's a man in this, in his vision, and he shows him a lot of things, and he comes to chapter 47, and it says, he brought me unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house. Now, I want you to use your mind with me tonight. Praise God. It said, in his vision, this man brought him, I guess led him along by the arm, or just led him to the house. As we read into this, and I'm going to read several verses here, we'll realize when we get done that this house was the house of God. And he said that out of this house, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house on the east side. For the forefront of the front of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate, by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. I'd like to have revival at King Mountain where the man brings us through the waters. Now, I don't know where we are tonight as a church. God knows. Sometimes we're not near what we think we are. Huh? I read one time where it said, Brother Robert, and you know, it's due to ponder this, but this old preacher said one time that he doubted if anybody was exactly what they thought they were. His heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Sometimes we deceive ourselves. I don't know where we are as a church in the sight of God. But I think God needs to give us a revival. Don't you? How many things we need? Now, let me just take my time here. Maybe I won't take much time. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I don't have a real title. But I want you to notice that this man that was with Ezekiel, he done some measuring. Now, brother and sister, I don't know if we're in the place where we've lost our measuring instrument and we're content where we are and we throw the line in the bushes and we're just going to stay right here. But brother, amen, that's not God's will. And so he took him to the house of God. He took him to the east side where the waters was rushing from the altar out under the door and headed east from the house of God. And then the man when the waters came pouring through, the man took a measuring line, had it in his hand, and he measured out 1,000 cubits. I didn't take time today to look up that, how far that was exactly. Somebody might have a scale in your Bible, but really, it don't really matter how far it was. What matters is, he measured him out, and he took him by that, at where that water proceeded out of the house of God. He came out 1,000 cubits, and he looked down, and he took him through the water. And as he came through the water, amen, it was water up to his ankles. Amen. So, let me just read on, and we'll preach it for the Lord to help us. But he came, the waters were to the ankle. And again, he measured 1,000. Amen. Oh, God. I don't know, Brother Zane. I don't know. I tried to pray this out. But there's something about this measuring that kept getting hold of my heart here today as I study this scripture. Amen. When these people come to this altar tonight, Brother Wayne, I couldn't help this plugging at my heart. And I felt the Lord speak to me. Amen. And I think what we need, amen, is that man to come and lead us through the water one more time. I remember, Nate, I was praying today. I don't know why it came to mind today, but I remember Nathan, I don't know how old he was when he got the Holy Ghost, coming back and forth, walking back and forth here. And Brother Robert, you remember, amen. I'm not mistaken, Brother Rowe, Perry Rowe, got the Holy Ghost the same meeting, maybe the same night. J.R. was here. J.R. Alexander was here. I remember that meeting very well. I don't know if I've told it here. Probably have. But during that meeting, God dealt with me I was asking him to help us in the meeting. And it was a little bit tight to start with. And I remember asking the Lord, amen, and the Lord dealt with my heart of scripture where the Bible said Jesus continued all night in prayer. And I remember him dealing with me. Do you want revival? Amen. Sometimes you gotta pay a price. And you know, when everybody else left, you remember that, Brother Noah? I don't know if you remember, because I got some volunteers. Not that I was afraid, but I just felt two could do better. Amen. And we stayed all night in prayer. And I would remember looking out there, and I'd go back over, Brother Zane, and look at my Bible. And I'd see that verse again, and I'd read it. Amen. And Jesus continued all night in prayer. And I'd go back at it, and I'd try. But I felt God deal with me night after night in that revival. Amen. But I want to tell you something, and I hope you don't get your mind off of what I'm saying here. Amen. But brother, it wasn't long after that praying, and folks praying all night long. Amen. That God came and led us through the water. Somebody say amen. Oh yes. Amen. You look around you and you don't see a whole lot of positive things. But brother, I saw some positive things in Ezekiel 47 today. Amen. I saw waters. Amen. Coming out from under the throne. Amen. The threshold. Amen. Of the house of God. Where are we going to find revival? We'll find it back at the house of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like preaching a little bit here tonight. Nathan got the baptism. I'll tell you what, I'll say this, and I speak as a fool, as Brother Moore would say. But Nathan, amen, I had in prayer, amen, I saw you walking back and forth, amen, before this altar, before you ever happened to you. Amen. And that night as you walked back, Michael, amen, and Brother Robert were walking by you, and you prayed through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on now. I'll tell you what, it's not just a doctrinal statement. Amen. Come on now. When I talk about the grace of God, amen, it's not just a religion, amen, but it's the power of God, amen, flowing from the door of the house of God. My Lord, I need to preach to you. He said he measured 1,000, he measured again 1,000, and brought me through the waters, and waters were to the knee. Now, I want you to know, again he measured. and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river. Sweet Lamb of God, help me, Lord. Help me, Holy Ghost. He measured again, and it was a river that I could not pass over. Is that what you've got tonight? Is that what I've got? Is that what this church has here tonight? Come on now. Don't you think it's time, amen, that we had another visitation from the man with the measuring rope in his hand? And, amen, get us out a little farther, amen, than where we are. You say, well, what does this mean? This is implied in Joel and in Zechariah. Amen. Come on now. This is talking of a time, amen, where the gospel of grace and power, and where the Spirit of God, somebody say amen. Remember on that great day of the feast, amen, when the priest came out and he had a ritual. He'd bring water out. It was the drink offering. And he'd pour it out upon the ground. Jesus was there, amen, and he watched the priest as he poured it out on the ground. And he cried out, is any thirsty? Let him come unto me, and I shall give him drink. And he said, I out of his belly, amen, it is written, the Bible said, out of his belly shall flow amen, of living water. How is somebody say amen? That's the day, amen, that was Ezekiel and Zechariah and Joel was talking about. A day of the gospel message and the gospel of grace and the power of his Spirit. Hallelujah. I tell you, we need revival. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost in here. We need to go back. We need this great God, amen, to lead us, amen, through the waters and measure us, amen, a deeper experience, amen. Come on now. How many could use a deeper experience in God? Brother Wayne, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I felt the Lord speak to me. And the reason I spoke to you. Huh? I'm telling you, sometimes we go to church and we learn all the trappings of the church. We learn how to go about it and turn into pretty good people by listening to the rules and observing the conduct and the culture and trying to measure ourselves by ourselves. But I tell you, if all you're doing with your measuring stick is measuring your brother and your sister to see, well, I'm doing as good as they are doing. Amen. But I'll tell you, that's not the measuring. We don't need to measure. We need to let God measure to us. Amen. How far? And then let us take it. Brother Wayne, when you get to where God's wanting you to go, you're going to look back and say, I never dreamed, amen, that it could be this deep and this enjoyable and this powerful. And we could get in waters, amen, that we cannot pass over. Oh, I wish I was a preacher here tonight. I tell you, we need a revival. Amen, a revival. Amen, of the water. Amen. That I want you to look at this water tonight. Amen. It was a pure, amen, progressive, powerful, amen, river of water. And when I read the rest of this, you'll see what I'm talking about. Well, this river went out of the east, and it went toward the west. It went down to the Dead Sea, and there in the Dead Sea, amen, it came alive. You're in this house tonight. Amen, help me preach a little bit. I said, you're in this house tonight, and you're dead. But brother, the river's flowing. If you'll measure out, amen, you can come alive. The Holy Ghost in me. Listen to this right here. I'm telling you, I want to ask you, this is the last service of the year. I pray God to speak to me. As a pastor, I enjoy the days. God did. He enjoyed the feast days and the Passover. And they were days, monumental days, to reflect and remember. I love these holidays that causes us to stop. Turn, Brother Zane, look back down the road. See the graves where we buried some. See where some were born in the kingdom. See our prayer lives, our Bible devotion, the meetings we preach. Have I done enough? Did I have enough burden? Did I preach with enough anointing? Was I faithful enough to my calling? Amen. Did I live good enough? Do y'all ever do that, Brother Zane? I look back down the road. Amen. And I tell you what, we ought to look back down the road every day of our life. Have I lived this day to please the Lord? But not only at this time of year are we looking back down the road. We're looking forward. Amen. Are you helping me preach a little bit? Amen. Where are we looking? What's going to happen in 08? Who's going to be the President of the United States? Amen. What country is going to get the nuclear bomb? Amen. Who is going to backslide out of the wholeness movement? Amen. What war, what building, amen, has Bin Laden going to level in 08? And there's a lot to look about. But brother, when I look at that, help me preach a little bit. Amen. I had God take me to the book of Ezekiel and said, look here, amen, at this river. Amen. It's not flowing out of the White House. It's not flowing out of the United Nations. It's not flowing out of the oil fields. It's flowing out under the threshold. And this river is life. And this river is power. And this river is healing. And it's changing men's lives. It was pure. And I want to tell our young people and couples something here right now. If you think that your success and your happiness and your contentment is going to be found in the fountains and the cesspools of this world, the devil has made the biggest fool out of you that you could be. You see, this coming out from under the threshold was not a stagnant pool. I remember growing up, my mom would tell me, she may not remember it, but she'd say, you go swimming down there in that old stagnant pond. Was you ever down there, Henry? Is that what's happened to us? Huh? Did you ever go swimming in that old, in them old wiggle tails and the old tadpoles in there? She'd say, you better stay out of that. Amen. Dog days would come, and brother, we want to jump in that old stagnant, and mama said, I'll whoop you. Amen. I catch you in that old stagnant pool of water. I wanted to go swimming so bad, but there was just something that kept me from jumping in that pool of water. And you know why mama didn't want me in there? If you had any kind of cut or wound, or if that got in that old stagnant water, amen, it would cause disease, amen, and there was no place for a healthy individual to go. Are you listening to me preach? I'll tell you what's wrong with our church tonight. Amen, we've left the river that's coming out from under the threshold, and we're drinking from cisterns, broken cisterns that have no water. They're like that old rain barrel and the wiggle tails in it. They're like that old pool. Amen. Down on that strip job. There's nothing going in and nothing coming out. And there's nothing but disease in it. I'll tell you what. Amen. You take your family out there and have them live. Amen. And get their pleasure out of that hole. It'll bust your home up. It'll put your children in the world. I'm telling you, we need a revival. We need to let God measure where we are to where we need to be. Let God. He measured out to ankle deep. This river was pure. And it was pure because it came out of God's house. This river was progressive. Amen. That's what living water is. Living water. Brother, I love it, brother. You like to trout fish, Brother Jeff? I love that. The other day, I was just cramped up. I was wanting to get out so bad. And I wanted to go over there. Down from the blue hole. Back there where nobody, my boys don't like to fish like that. I like just going there, harder to do every year. But I like just going there and stumble across them old wet rocks. Get back there where I think nobody else has been. And catch them little old white caps. And throw that line over under that laurel bush. And then them white caps. Hardly ever catch anything. But every now and then. Oh, Brother Mac, I don't know if it's the Holy Ghost or just my love for fishing. But it seemed like I could just see that the other day, casting out over under there, and that old trout. I don't care if he's 6 inches long. He puts a thrill in me. and you can hook him in there. I'll tell you, you know why those trout lay in that fast water? That water is alive. Amen. It's producing oxygen. They can breathe and live and are healthy. Amen. Come on now. I'll tell you what this church needs. Amen. It needs some living water. Amen. We can catch fish in living water. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. You know how many fish are in the Dead Sea? Not one. Amen. But read that, Brother Mike. Amen. It goes into the Dead Sea. It does. That river goes into the Dead Sea. And there's so many fish in that river after that river of life runs in there. And it's all manner of fish are caught. I'll tell you, we're in a stagnant place. Amen. Come on now. But God wants to measure. Amen. And get us to walk out. You ought to not be in the same place today that you was last year. There's a man with a measuring rod. And he's calling you out into the water. This river was progressive. It was living. Huh? Got you wanting to go fishing, didn't I? Huh? It's progressive. It's powerful. You know why they can build a dam, light up a whole city, and more? You know why, how they can do that? It's the progression of that river. Huh? It was at Middle Fork Holston. If you go up there far enough, you come to that dam. Is there a dam up there somewhere? Can't remember. Seemed like there's an old dam up there. We used to fish up there. I might be mistaken. I think that's where it's at. But they dam that water up. And you see, when you got a living stream and you put an obstacle in its way, it doesn't kill the life. It just builds up. And then little at a time, they'll turn those turbines or ever how that works, generate that electricity. And you can just go over and flip a switch. And you'll say, man, nothing to it. You don't even think about it. But somewhere, there's a living flow of water that's keeping the lights on. And you may come in here and you may think, ain't nothing to this. I don't care if I come or not. I don't care. But I'll tell you what I found out. Behind the lights in this church house is a powerful source of power. And it's coming out from under that great threshold of the house of God in the sky. Oh, somebody say amen. I'll tell you what. We cannot afford to compromise our standard. We cannot afford to accept a doctrine that is not the doctrine of Christ. We cannot accept, amen, a worldly attitude about church world, because we cannot have church without the power of God. We have got to have this pure, progressive, powerful. Are you helping me preach? I'm almost done. Amen. I tell you, you can have it in your life. You say, well, where's it at? You mean to tell me I've got a, what if I can't go to church? What if I get hurt and can't make it? What if I get sick and can't make it? I want to tell you, this is only a tributary of that great house of God. Amen. You know, you could just get on your knees or lay prostrate on your back. Amen. And say, God, have mercy on me. As a preacher tonight, amen, I tell you, amen, God said step out. Cindy, I thought about, amen, as I look back down the road, I thought about August, amen, and the day you came and prayed through, and the power of God, amen, are you listening to me? And God turned you back and turned you around and led you out into ankle deep. Amen, come on now. I'll tell you, God's got a deeper plan for you. God's got a broader plan for you. Hey, help me preach a little bit. We cannot survive in a stagnant pool. We must get in that river of life. These brethren sing, and what makes them worth their salt is them seeking and waiting on the touch of God in their singing. I don't know what people thinks about us. We forgot, quit worrying about that a long time ago. We're trying to feel after the Spirit of God. Huh? This is a pure river. How many? I didn't take time to read it all. I like to get with it, and it takes a little time to read it all. But if you'll watch this, that river goes toward the Mediterranean Sea, goes to the Sea of Tiberias, and the Dead Sea, or the Sea of Sodom, that they call it. It brings to life the Sea of Sodom. It goes out in Judea and the uttermost parts of the world. In a little place in the middle of the world, during the Roman Empire, praise God, there was a flow of water started, and it is still flowing. Somebody say amen. Woo. Yeah. I don't know if this is witchcraft or not, but y'all remember years ago when these people look for dig a well, they get a peach limb and hold that. Now, that's probably witchcraft, but I don't know what would cause it. But they'd walk around and they'd hold that in their hand. They let on like just certain people could do it, had a gift or something. So spooky, ain't it? Said they walk around that, and I don't know. I've had people watch them do it, but I've never. And they'll hold that in their hand, and they'll come over that, and that thing. And they say that thing starts twisting. They can feel the twisting in their hand. And that, you ever heard tell that, Brother Zach? Huh? And I've had people bow and declare drill right here. Now I don't know if they drilled 10 feet over, they might have hit a better well. I don't. But I'm gonna tell you what. There ain't nothing mystical about this. You don't have to run around, as Brother LD said, hocus pocus, come into focus. Huh? Oh, come on, help me preach a little bit. I tell you what, I think I know where the water is tonight. I think it's coming out of the east. Are you listening to me? Out of the house of God. And you know what? They led him out to waters to swim in. He could not pass over. I'll tell you what, that's where you need to get. You say, who are you talking to pointing that bony? You. That's where you and I got three pointing back here. That's where you and I need to get. Dry, dead meetings, no burden, no prayer life. Rather go coon hunting is go to church. Lord have mercy, I've been coon hunting. I'd about rather do anything than go coon hunting, Brother Tommy. That's dangerous. Huh? Now fishing maybe. Rather go, huh? Rather stay at home, watch I Love, what was her name? Lucy? Tricked you there, didn't I? Come on. We need to get our passion back for God. And you know what we need in this critical hour? We need a vision of Ezekiel. We need that vision of Jesus. He watched them people and he poured water out. That's the kind of religion those Jews had. They poured everything out, wasted everything. They couldn't quench their thirst. Jesus said, are you thirsty? Yeah. He said, out of your belly. And this, he spoke of the Spirit, for he had not yet been glorified. What is that comes out of your belly flowing like rivers? It's the Spirit. He said it. He was speaking of the Spirit, for he had not yet been glorified. When he came, rose the third day, and the power of the day of Pentecost had fully come. Brother, there was a mighty rushing, pure, holy, powerful, progressive river. I'll tell you what, if you're the same Christian you was the last time, are you listening? Then we need to get back in the river. This river will keep you moving, friend. I'll tell you what, and I'm done. How many of you thinks our church... How many think? I ask guys that come to church. I said, what in the world can we do, son, to add to our church? Keep people saved. He didn't answer me. Now, I guess I just ask a lot of questions like I do when I'm preaching. And I don't really expect everybody to stand up and say, now here's the answer to that. But how many has a burden like to see? This morning we had 135. We got around that many tonight, maybe not hardly. But what's it going to take? How many converts do we have in here that were saved this year? I know this is mean, But it's been burdening me. Why shouldn't I get you involved? Did you see how many hands went up? Now, I don't discredit the fact that we stayed saved. That is a great blessing. But if we're not winning the lost, who are? I rest my case. If you don't win somebody to the Lord, who's going to? I read something the other day, and I'm going to close. I read something the other day about a place of business that was known for its cleanliness and its immaculate grooming and cleanliness. And people worked all around. And they said the reason that place was so clean was the person that originated the place, opened the place, started from the ground up. It was his passion. And everybody he hired, he made it their passion. I don't care what job you have around here. If you see a piece of trash, you pick it up. And when he passed that burden from himself, the creator of it all, to each one that came in, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you got the highest position here. If you see something laying, you pick it up. You know how we're going to have a better church? Anybody got an idea? And I'm not talking about just the trash, which that wouldn't hurt a thing. But when something, you see something need done in the kingdom of God, why don't you do it? Somebody ought to pray. Why don't you? Somebody ought to go visit that. Why don't you do it? I believe if we have this revival, and how many believes in it? How many believes this is the only source of it? How many believes this is the only source of the river of life coming out of the house of God? Huh? Let's stand. He measured. Why don't you let the Lord measure where you're supposed to go? And let Him lead you through the waters. Are you too shallow? How about taking the steps that leads to the depth? Are you willing? I love you. God bless you. How many is willing? How many feels the burden? How many like to have a deeper experience? How many like to have a more progressive experience on the move, alive, living water? Are you content to swim in that dirty hole of water after your mother's threatened you? Are you content to be happy with the cesspools of this world when everybody you know that did it ended up in a disaster? I think we ought to go back to the living water, don't you? Bow your heads with me just a minute. God bless your hearts. Father, I love you. I feel, God, I need this as bad as anybody here. And I'm asking you to help me. Help me to pray more. Help me pray and have a burden, have the wisdom I need to lead these people. And God, let us all look to you, for you're the man that's measuring our experience. And help us, God, when you measure us another thousand, let us follow you into the water. Lead us into this living water that brings health and fruit and vibrance to everything it touches. I pray for a revival of this water in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Come and let's pray a while. Come on.